Waalaikumsalam warahmatullahi wabarakatuh, Maulana, to you and the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of the Ahli Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Jazallah anna Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bima wa aluhu. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa lulukdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma alamtana innaka antal alimul hakim. Maulana, to you and the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, we trust that you have a wonderful Shura day today, the 10th of Muharram 1447. Allah Ta'ala make it easy for all the Ummah, the details being oppressed throughout the world, the Muslim Ummah and anyone else, that this year of 1447 will bring about results that will take us closer to the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, practice upon the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Maulana, we have now come towards the end of our series on Pakistan, and today finally we discuss the last personality who is now in prison, Imran Khan, and his Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf. In fact, this is the justice movement that Imran Khan established in 1996. He was a popular cricketer and philanthropist with the goals of fighting corruption and promoting social welfare. After becoming the second largest party in the 2013 legislative elections, Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf became one of the most prominent political players in the country's politics. The PTI was founded to address dissatisfaction amongst Pakistan's primary ruling entities, including the Pakistan Muslim League, Nawaz Sharif, and the Pakistan People's Party and the armed forces. Khan, who had retired from cricket in 1992 at the height of his celebrity, was deeply affected by the red tape involved in pursuing his philanthropic efforts, including the bureaucratic difficulty he encountered in opening a hospital for cancer patients in 1994. As the country became increasingly polarized amid a public scandal involving Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto's family, Khan founded the party on April 25, 1996, just days before the official announcement of the party's launch. His hospital for cancer patients was the target of a bombing. The party was populist in nature. While condemning government corruption, it aimed to improve the standard of living across Pakistan and called for increasing the rights of women and religious minorities. But it did not necessarily gain traction from the grassroots. In many ways, the party served as a political vehicle for Imran Khan. And from the time of its launch, it was vague on how it aimed to achieve the ambiguous goals outlined in its platform. The party had virtually no following in the first decade of its existence. Indeed, it gained only one seat in the National Assembly in 2002, and that seat was occupied by Khan himself. From 1999 to 2008, Pakistan was under the authority of Pervez Musharraf, a military officer who had taken power in a coup. While the PTI had little support before the coup, matters improved for the party after the country returned to civilian rule and electoral competition was restored. By the end of Musharraf's presidency, the modes of communication and political organization were radically transforming as mobile phones became commonplace and offered widespread access to the internet. The PTI successfully mobilized support through social media campaigns, and in October 2011, it organized its first mass rally in Lahore, that is Pakistan's largest city. While the party had previously focused on issues of infrastructure and justice, it now took a more vocal stance against Pakistan's reliance on foreign actors. Its rhetoric sounded especially after years of military rule during which the U.S. led Afghanistan war from 2001 to 2014 had an outsized impact on policy in the country. Moreover, the party's nuanced approach to dealing with the Afghan Taliban garnered support from the country's Pashtuns, the largest ethnic population in Pakistan, who had been disproportionately affected by military activity along the northern borderlands. By the time general elections were held in 2013, Khan had become one of the most popular political figures in Pakistan and had recruited the support of several veteran politicians. In addition to winning a handful of seats in the National Assembly, the PTI won a majority of the legislative seats in the predominantly Pashtun province of Khyber Pakhtunkhwa and was able to form a government there. We remember Khan when he was interviewed on television. He was asked that whether he would allow any American bases in Pakistan to counteract the influence of the Taliban in Afghanistan. And he was famous for his two words only, absolutely not. And this was the catalyst for the no-confidence debate that was to take place later. The PTI gained a reputation for reform in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa, even as the central government under the premiership of the embroiled Nawaz Sharif became mired in scandal. The PTI's policies in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa had improved accountability in the province by increasing transparency and giving citizens greater access to legal recourse. Medical services and public education had also improved under the party's tenure. By contrast, Sharif was linked in 2016 to shell companies abroad, and in 2017 he was disqualified by Pakistan's Supreme Court from holding public office. Although Khan was also found to be holding assets abroad, after very publicly promising to keep all my wealth in Pakistan, he was not qualified. And the PTI swept to power in 2018 amid a wave of any anti-establishment sentiment. The PTI government in power from August 2018 to April 2022 under Khan's premiership faced formidable domestic challenges. It inherited a balance of payments crisis spurred by enormous economic debt commitments, such as those imposed by the China-Pakistan Economic Corridor, CPEC initiative. The COVID-19 pandemic, which began in early 2020, added to the financial stress as the PTI remained hesitant to implement lockdowns, and soaring infections placed tremendous strain on the healthcare system. Meanwhile, after India launched a brief air assault on Pakistan in February 2019 over the latter's alleged provision of safe havens for militants seeking to end Indian administration in parts of Kashmir, Khan stirred controversy by carrying out a crackdown on suspect militants and closing religious schools for alleged indoctrination. Khan attempted to reorient Pakistan's foreign policy. He tried to court foreign aid and investment from an increasingly wide range of countries and under favorable conditions, hoping to reduce Pakistan's reliance on any particular foreign entity. Meanwhile, he became an arbiter between the Taliban and the United States, which helped bring about the 2021 withdrawal of the U.S. troops from Afghanistan, as well as improved relations between Pakistan and the Taliban. Controversially, just hours after Russia invaded Ukraine in February 2022, Khan attended a long-planned meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin, as much of the world was seeking to isolate the bellicose leader. Pakistan's ailing economy and the government's crackdown on militants polarized the PTI supporters and critics, while the government's attempts to steer foreign policy independently of the country's armed forces unsettled its relationship with the military establishment. To make matters worse for the party, in October 2021, Khan attempted to influence the appointment of the chief of Pakistan's Inter-Services Intelligence Directorate, stoking additional animosity from the armed forces. In March 2022, the political opposition in the National Assembly moved to hold a vote of confidence in Khan's government. On April 10, he was removed from office after a handful of assembly members from the PTI refused to vote in his favor. Pakistan remained polarized even after the opposition took the reins. In July, in only months after Khan had been ousted from the premiership, the PTI won most of the contested seats in the election in Punjab, the country's largest province and traditionally a stronghold for the ruling Nawaz Sharif party. As the PTI gained renewed momentum, however, Khan began facing a slew of legal challenges. At one stage, there was over 200 charges placed against him. He practically had to attend to court in Islamabad and travel from Lahore to Islamabad every week to attend his court cases. In October, he was barred from holding office for several years after the election. Khan repeatedly asserted that a military officer was responsible for November's assassination attempt, an accusation that the military publicly dismissed as highly irresponsible and baseless. On May 8, after Khan had made the claim at a recent rally, as Khan appeared for court hearings in Islamabad on May 9, he was taken into custody by dozens of paramilitary officers for lack of cooperation in ongoing corruption investigations. These were all trumped-up charges. The dramatic arrest prompted demonstrations and violence directed towards military installations and government buildings by Khan supporters, and to much of the evidence that it was deliberately carried out by the military itself of bringing down their buildings in order to label Khan supporters as being violent and anti-establishment. The PTI was subsequently subjected to a crackdown. Media coverage and internet access were temporarily restricted and dozens of prominent members of the party defected. In January 2024, just a month before the elections were set to take place, the Supreme Court upheld an earlier decision by the Electoral Commission to prohibit the PTI from appearing formally on the ballot, claiming that there were irregularities in the internal elections for the party. When elections were held in February, the PTI's candidates ran as independents and the party again gained the largest share of National Assembly's directly elected seats. It fell short of the number of seats needed to form a government of its own. However, and the PM Nawaz Sharif's party was able to form a government with the support of the Pakistan People's Party. The PTI also attempted to gain seats proportionally allocated to political parties by having its independent parliamentarians registered with a small party, the Sunni Ittehad Council, but the Electoral Commission determined that the SIC had not submitted a list of candidates in time to claim seats. After all the seats were allocated, representatives from Nawaz Sharif's party outnumbered those from the PTI in the National Assembly, despite the PTI winning a large number of elections. This was the most rigged elections in Pakistan's history. with seemingly indefinite imprisonment. His once reclusive wife, Bushra Bibi Khan, often called Bushra Bibi, assumed her first public role in the PTI in November 2024. She led a march of PTI supporters in Islamabad to demand Khan's release from prison. Although the protest was quickly suppressed after the capital went into a lockdown, Bushra escaped the chaos, but in December, both she and Khan were charged with murder for the death of a law enforcement officer who was killed during the confrontation. This is also one of those botched up charges that was placed against Khan. Imran Khan was born on the 5th of October 1952 in Lahore, Pakistan. He's an anti-establishment politician in Pakistan who in 2022 became the first prime minister from 2018 to 2022 to be removed by a parliamentary vote. He rose to fame as a cricket player who led Pakistan's national team to a Cricket World Cup victory in 1992. He later entered politics as a critic of the government of government corruption in Pakistan. Although he faced corruption charges of his own in 2022, after falling out with the politically powerful army. Khan was born into an affluent Pashtun family in Lahore and was educated at elite schools in Pakistan and the United Kingdom, including the Royal Grammar School in Worcester and Atchison College in Lahore. There were several accomplished cricket players in his family, including two elder cousins, Javed Burki and Majid Khan, who both served as captains of the Pakistani national team. Imran Khan played cricket in Pakistan and the United Kingdom in his teens and continued playing while studying philosophy, politics and economics at the University of Oxford. Khan played his first match for Pakistan's national team in 1971. But he did not take a permanent place on the team until after his graduation from Oxford in 1976. By the early 1980s, Khan had distinguished himself as an exceptional bowler and all-rounder. He was named captain of the Pakistani team in 1982. Khan's athletic talent and good looks made him a celebrity in Pakistan and England, and his regular appearances at fashionable London nightclubs provided fodder for the British tabloid press. In 1992, Khan achieved his greatest athletic success when he led the Pakistani team to its first World Cup title, defeating England in the final. He retired that same year, having secured a reputation as one of the greatest cricket players in history. After 1992, Imran remained in the public eye as a philanthropist. He experienced a religious awakening, embracing Sufi mysticism and shedding his earlier playboy image in one of his philanthropic endeavors. Imran acted as the primary fundraiser for the Shaukat Khanam Memorial Cancer Hospital, a specialized cancer hospital in Lahore, which opened in 1994. The hospital was named after Khan's mother, who died of cancer in 1985, Rahmatullah Ali. After his retirement from cricket, Khan became an unspoken critic of government mismanagement and corruption in Pakistan. He founded his own political party, that is the Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf, in 1996. In national elections held the following year, the newly formed party won less than 1% of the vote and failed to win any seats in the National Assembly. But it fared slightly better in the 2002 elections, winning a single seat that Khan filled, as we said earlier. Khan maintained that vote rigging was to blame for his party's low vote totals. In October 2007, Khan was among a group of politicians who resigned from the National Assembly, protesting President Musharraf's candidacy in the upcoming presidential elections. In November, Khan was briefly imprisoned during a crackdown against critics of Musharraf who had declared a state of emergency. The PTI condemned the state of emergency, which ended in mid-December, and boycotted the 2008 national elections to protest Musharraf's rule. In spite of the PTI struggles in elections, Khan's populist position found support, especially among young people. He continued his criticism of corruption and economic inequality in Pakistan and opposed the Pakistan government's cooperation with the United States in fighting militants near the Afghan border. He also launched broadsides against Pakistan's political and economic elites, whom he accused of being westernized and out of touch with Pakistan's religious and cultural norms. Khan's writings included The Warrior Race, A Journey Through the Land of the Tribal Pathans, and Pakistan, A Personal History. In the months leading up to the legislative elections scheduled for early 2013, Khan and his party drew large crowds at rallies and attracted the support of several veteran politicians from Pakistan's established parties. Further evidence of Khan's rising political fortunes came in the form of an opinion poll in 2012 that found him to be the most popular political figure in Pakistan. Just days before the next legislative elections in May 2013, Khan injured his head and back when he fell from a platform at a campaign rally. He appeared on television from his hospital bed hours later to make a final appeal to voters. The elections produced the PTI's highest totals yet, but the party still won less than half the number of seats won by the Pakistan Muslim League, led by Nawaz Sharif. Khan accused the PML of rigging the elections after his calls for an investigation went unmet. He and other opposition leaders led 4 months of protests in late 2014 in order to pressure Sharif to step down. The protests failed to oust Sharif, but suspicions of corruption were amplified when the Panama Papers linked his family to offshore holdings. Khan organized a new set of protests in the late 2016, but called them off at the last minute after the Supreme Court agreed to open an investigation. The investigation disqualified Sharif from holding public office in 2017, and he was forced to resign from office. Khan, meanwhile, was also revealed to have offshore holdings, but in a separate case, was not disqualified by the Supreme Court. These were also trumped up charges. Elections were held the following year in July 2018. Khan ran on the platform of fighting corruption and poverty, even as he had to fight off accusations that he was too cozy with the military establishment. The PTI won a plurality of seats in the National Assembly, allowing Khan to seek a coalition with independent members of the parliament. He became prime minister on August 18, 2018. As prime minister, Khan faced a mounting balance of payments crisis. Though the economy was experiencing growth, imports and debt commitments from before his term had skyrocketed in recent years, especially because of the China-Pakistan Economic Corridor Initiative. Just weeks into his term as Prime Minister, the crisis worsened when the United States withheld $300 million in promised military aid, saying Pakistan had not done enough to stem terrorism. can't attempt to seek foreign aid from friendly countries because a dozen previous packages from the International Monetary Fund had failed to solve Pakistan's macroeconomic problems. His avoidance of an IMF bailout reflected popular fatigue with the IMF. After he was unable to secure foreign aid on favorable conditions from other countries, however, Pakistan submitted a request for emergency lending from the IMF. He continued to seek foreign aid from other country sources and later received promises of investments from China, Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab Emirates. And you can imagine who only honored their commitment, was China. Aside from courting foreign aid, Karno saw several significant developments in Pakistan's foreign relations. The country successfully brought the Taliban to negotiations with the United States, improving relations with the country and with neighboring Afghanistan. In February 2019, in a show of force against militants in Kashmir, who had recently staged a suicide attack, killing 40 Indian security personnel, India launched an air assault in Pakistan for the first time in 5 decades, raising fears of a new conflict between the two countries. Pakistan downplayed the impact and appeared to avoid escalating the situation. When India again entered Pakistan's airspace, Pakistan shot down 2 fighter jets and captured a pilot but returned the pilot to India soon afterwards. After the incident, Khan implemented a crackdown on militants, issuing arrests, closing a large number of religious schools, and promising to update existing laws to reflect international standards. The COVID-19 pandemic, which began in early 2020, aggravated the country's economic woes. Relative to his critics, Khan was slow to endorse a lockdown. In contrast, the provincial government in Sindh, controlled by an opposition party, was quick to implement a strict lockdown in March. Khan eventually imposed a nationwide crackdown in April. Many government began restricting lockdowns to localities with high infection rates. Meanwhile, Khan continued to face opposition for his close relationship with the military establishment, his crackdown on militants, and the fragile state of the economy. In late 2020, the major opposition formed a coalition, the Pakistan Democratic Movement, the PDM, with the stated goal of increasing the independence of civilian government from the military establishment. Protests and rallies organized by the PDM accused Khan of being a puppet of the army and called on him to step down. This was just a front because we know in the end the army was responsible for removing Imran Khan because of the cipher. In March 2021, despite it, boycotted the vote of confidence initiated by Khan's government, which he survived narrowly with the support of his coalition partners. Later that year, Khan fell out of the military establishment after a failed attempt by Khan to influence its top post, that is the chief of the ISI, the secret service in Pakistan. As frustrations rose over sustained inflation, the opposition moved in March 2022 to hold its own vote of confidence. Key allies of the PTI withdrew from the ruling coalition, and several members of the party also defected because they were given good handouts in terms of dollars being deposited in their foreign accounts. As its removal from office looked increasingly assured, Khan addressed a rally of supporters on March 27, 2022, and alleged that he had proof that the United States was conspiring against him for visiting Russia's President Vladimir Putin in February after Russia had invaded Ukraine. He waved around a diplomatic cipher, the contents of which were later leaked in the August 23 to The Intercept. It is a magazine that registered the United States. Displeasure with Khan's visit to Russia, although it also indicated that the National Assembly had already set in motion Khan's removal from office. Let us wait for a few days to see whether the political situation changes. The vote was ultimately held on April 10, and Khan became the first prime minister in Pakistan's history to be removed by a no-confidence measure. The economy only worsened under the new government led by Shahbaz Sharif and the Pakistan Muslim League, setting the stage for a remarkable comeback by the PTI months after it was ousted. In a surprise landslide victory, the PTI won 15 of the 20 seats in the July 2022 legislative elections in the Punjab province, Pakistan's largest province and a traditional stronghold for the Pakistan Muslim League. But as Khan sought to ride his momentum in rallies held around the country, he ran into significant challenges. He came under fire in August for threatening in a speech to sue police officers and a judge in Islamabad. He afterwards faced charges for that speech, the first charge in a wave of legal troubles in the months ahead. In October, he was temporarily barred from holding public office after the Election Commission alleged he was guilty of corrupt practices. While heading a protest convoy from the city of Lahore to Islamabad in November, he was shot in the leg in an attempt at assassination attempt. Khan made repeated assertions that the military officer was responsible for the assassination attempt, an accusation that the military public dismissed as highly irresponsible and baseless after a rally in May 2023. Days later, he was taken into custody by dozens of paramilitary forces for lack of cooperation in ongoing corruption investigations. The arrest was dramatic and prompted demonstrations and violence by Khan supporters throughout the country. The PCTI was subsequently subjected to a crackdown, while dozens of prominent members of the party defected to save their souls. In October 23, Khan was convicted for corrupt practices after a trial heard by the Electoral Commission's case against him. Khan, who had not cooperated with the trial, was sentenced to 3 years in prison. In a pre-recorded message, he urged his supporters to protest peacefully. In light of the crackdown on the PTI, however, the response on the streets was muted. More than 10,000 of his followers were arrested by the government of Shahbaz Sharif. Khan appealed the court's decision and weeks later was granted a retrial and his condition was suspended. He nonetheless remained in custody while under investigation for the diplomatic cipher that he flaunted on March 2022. And in October, he was formally indicted on charges of revealing classified material. Although Khan's legal woes seemed to set a bar to return to office anytime soon, he continued to push for the PTI's return to power as the 2024 February elections approach. In December 2023, the PTI stirred controversy when it used official intelligence to deliver a speech written by Khan behind bars. Days later, Khan announced his intention to run for the National Assembly in 3 constituencies, but neither he nor his party were allowed to appear on the ballot. 10 days before the election, Khan was convicted for the diplomatic communication he leaked in March 2022. On the following day, he was convicted for selling state gifts. Despite the controversy, the Supreme Court, upholding a decision by the Electoral Commission to prohibit the PTI from appearing formally on the ballot, on the ballot paper, are the PTI candidates ran as independents, and the party won the largest number of directly elected seats in the National Assembly. Nonetheless, the party did not gain enough seats to form a government on its own, and it was unable to claim seats that were awarded to political parties based on proportional representation. As we said earlier, in November 2024, Khan's reclusive wife, Bushra Bibi, made a public debut when she led a march on Islamabad to demand Khan's release. The protest was quickly suppressed as the capital went into lockdown. And this was how Imran Khan, till today, is still imprisoned at the Adiyala jail in Rawalpindi. Well, now we have come to an end of our program. We ask for your apologies for taking up much of your time, and we trust that you and the listeners from Markaz Sahaba, the voice of the listener, will have a wonderful year ahead, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.